This has been a really long process, and I know that, Butch, you've spent a lot of time and effort to stabilize the building.
Around 12 years ago, 13 years ago, we had the opportunity to prevent the Laffergram Studio building from being torn down, and we were able to get it removed from the teardown list. We were able to purchase the property, and we started a fundraising campaign with Walt Disney's daughter, Diane, assisting to stabilize that building. And stabilize meant really take a building that had already crumbled in on itself. The roof was on the second floor. The second floor was in the basement. We were effectively able to rebuild the building. And all the time, we were able to preserve the office where Walt Disney stayed. And we brought the building to what we call a cool shell, and that is making it ready for programming and for use. But the biggest challenge over the years has been do this a little bit at a time. So now we've kind of reached a point where we'd like to program the building, and we have been approached with a marvelous partnership opportunity to do it.
Jeremy, when we were there the other day, there was a man who was helping with tuck pointing as part of the organization Historic Green. And could you talk about how you became involved with this project?
I became involved in early 2012 when we were looking at us at BNIM. We're looking at a grant for the National Endowment for the Arts called the Our Town Grant. And we had a very short deadline. We're talking about, well, we need something that has to do with the arts, but as a built program and somehow relates to Kansas City history, the light went on for me that this is the perfect opportunity to get involved in this project and see what we can do to help. It became really clear that our role could be in hosting a design competition, which we did later in 2012, and helping with fundraising and continuing to push the conversation about the building itself forward.
Out of that design competition came the idea of this building taking shape as a storytelling center, but also rehabilitating it in a green way. And I wonder if you could talk about the challenges of a green building.
Well, the legacy we're trying to live up to with this building is Disney's legacy of creating the intersection between commerce and imagination. While he did wonderful things in the early 20th century with a completely new field, what we are looking at today at the beginning of the 21st century is the challenge of sustainability, the challenge of our survival. I think the innovation and commerce intersection can take place here again, progressing that legacy through creating one of the nation's greenest buildings.
Recently, the Mid-America Regional Council gave you funding for a feasibility study. And is this the next step in the progression going forward?
Precisely. We have got to really look at the scope of what we would like to do. In addition to this building, there'll be some new construction. We would hope there will be some revitalization of other historic and existing buildings on Troost in order to make this thing happen. And this thing being creating a digital storytelling center. So the first thing we do is a feasibility study and get some precise numbers. The next thing we'll do is a construction study, along with looking at ways that we will do this in the most sustainable way possible.
And I can certainly see building it in phases as well. Getting the study done by the end of this year while starting design by the end of the year would be my dream for what would happen here. Spend 5 to 6 months on design and community engagement to really gauge what does the organization want this to be, what does the community want to see happen here, and begin to align those dreams of what the potential of this place can be with the idea that the Laffergram building itself is the core construction in a campus of development, that would be step one. But we're always looking at what's step two and three and four that makes this into a sort of the beating heart of creativity in Kansas City.